BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling Shipwreck and Rome.
After their ship was destroyed by the storm, everyone got safely to shore. The local people came out and started helping them. They built a fire because of the rain and cold. Paul helped by gathering wood. As he was putting some on the fire, a poisonous snake bit him on the hand. Paul dropped the wood, but the snake hung from his hand. The local people said, "Oh, he's a terrible murderer. He escaped dying at sea, but now the gods are bringing justice to him." Paul shook the snake into the fire. Everyone waited for Paul to swell up and drop over dead. After some time, they finally realized he wasn't going to die. Then they said, "He's a god." The governor of the island opened up his home and made provisions for those who were shipwrecked. Paul learned that the governor's father was sick in bed. He went and placed his hand on the man's head. Instantly, he was healed. Oh, news of this spread throughout the island, and people started bringing others to Paul so he could heal them. They stayed on Malta until the winter months were over. Julius then booked passage for them on a cargo ship that was going to Rome. As they prepared to leave, the people of the island brought them everything they needed for the trip. When he arrived at Rome, Paul was taken to a house where he stayed until his trial before Caesar. There was always a soldier next to him, but he was free to have friends come and visit. The Christians of Rome graciously received him and encouraged him. He invited the Jewish leaders to come and visit him. They met and talked about God's kingdom and Jesus. Paul stayed in the house for 2 years waiting for the trial, during which time he received many guests and preached Christ to all of them. When Paul was in prison at another time, he led Onesimus to Christ. He was a runaway slave for Paul's dear friend Philemon. Onesimus helped Paul in many ways, becoming a co-worker in the ministry. Soon, both men realized this runaway slave needed to return to his master. So Paul wrote a letter to his friend. Among other things, he said, "I'm an old man who is in prison for the cause of Jesus Christ. In my weakness, God sent me a helper, Onesimus, one of your slaves who caused you pain and grief. God sent him to me, and I was able to introduce him to Jesus. He yielded his life to Christ and then became invaluable as a helper to me. It was like you sent him here to help me. I don't know how I can carry on without him, but he and I both know he should go back to you. Listen, he was a worthless slave when he ran away from you. Now he's coming back as a valuable brother in Christ, a co-worker in the ministry, and a dear friend of mine. Receive him back in love. Oh, concerning those things he stole from you, put those on my account. I will repay it. I won't remind you that you actually owe me your very life. Please receive him as if you're receiving me."
To get a free download of all the stories of the Bible, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.